We're on this journey looking at his character and who he is in our lives. And today I want to share on what limits us from experiencing the God of much more. A special story for me was when I was on holiday with my godmother and we were doing some window shopping, going in and out of little shops, when all of a sudden she turned to me and said, "Dee, I want to buy you a pair of shoes." I suddenly felt ill because all the shoes that we had seen weren't in my budget and they didn't fit me. And the shoe that I really loved was way out of my budget. And so I felt so guilty to ask her that this would be the shoe that I wanted. So we got outside the shop and I spoke to her in an honest conversation with a bit of tears, if you know me. And I said to her, "What is my budget?" And she mentioned these very profound words. She said, "Dee, with you, there is no budget." Something snapped in me that day when I realized if God has given me special people in my life to teach me this, how much more does God say to me, "Dee, there are no budgets. There's no boundaries. There's no limits with your dreams, with what you have planned for your life." And so I learned that day that one of the things that can limit God is my unbelief. It happened with the Israelites. That's why they were stuck in the desert for 40 years. The word clearly says it was because of their unbelief. And even Jesus in the New Testament, when he was doing healings, faced people's unbelief. Look what he says in Matthew 13, verse 58. It says, "And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief." Even Jesus on earth was limited by people's unbelief. You see, we have a responsibility in this much more God. We have to let go of our boundaries, of our unbelief, of our limits that put him in a box. I want to leave you with Ephesians 3 verse 20, where it says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." I just love it in the Message Bible, where it says God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. Our God is a much more God, more than you can ever think, dream, or imagine, beyond your wildest dreams. Don't limit him today. Ask him, believe in him, and see him do much more in your life. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply